K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana. The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
Sowing seeds to your pastor, I guarantee you, you won't regret it. It's not like sowing seeds on the gambling table. We regret that. Think we're going to win. But you win in Jesus. Amen. Gospel chapter 7 of the book of Mark. Verses 24, you will find it. This message is as you all know throughout the airwaves of 88.1. And from thence, I'm talking from the 24th verse of that chapter, and from thence he arose and went into the border of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into a house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be healed. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him, and came, and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nature, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her. You may be seated. Cast the devil out of her daughter. I want to talk from the subject this morning, being set free. I'll put it another way, I am set free. Or being set free. Delivered. The Bible says in Psalms, and I love that, 107, verse 2 of the book of Number of Psalms, say, whom ye have delivered and set free. Let the hand of the Redeemer say so, whom we have delivered from the hand of the enemy. All of us in here today are fighting with something. And Jesus is telling us today to put your trust in him. No matter how it may look, put your trust in him. Can I get a witness? This Jesus the Christ on this communion Sunday. I love the old, but I have to go to where it's at. The root of the Bible is focusing on our Lord and Savior. The man that from Galilee, they say. And I heard one of the writers said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? A place of shrewd people. A place where you will find Jesus hanging around from time to time. And he wasn't always hanging around the good old boys every day. He hung around the sinner man. I heard that Simon the leper in the 26th chapter of the book of Matthew invited him into Bethany and to eat, but he began to go into that house of that Simon the leper. And Jesus was a unique person. He was divine and he was flesh. And here in the Gospel of Mark, you will find Jesus in a place where he had no business. Because the Jews, but Jerry, didn't deal with the Greeks. Can I get a witness? Like a lot of us, to bring it to natural sense. We don't deal with certain folks. And if the shoe fit, wear. Not talk about nobody. But if you was a born again, baptized believer in Jesus, you should be able to fool with anybody and know how to deal with anybody. If you are a born again Christian, like we say we are, and always getting a chip on our shoulders. I'm going to tell it like it is. Because one thing about Jesus, he didn't have no big eyes, and he didn't have no little eyes. Everybody that came to this man, he helped. Now, he didn't go around fooling with people, and he didn't go around condemning nobody. But if you came to this man from Galilee that I know, that old carpenter boy, daddy was named Joe, the mother Mary, he helped you. And he didn't make no difference who it was or where you was from. And he began to do his ministry. And here in this seventh chapter, Jesus had just got through dealing a few days ago with his first cousin getting killed. Over in the sixth chapter, you'll find that. Philip, John the Baptist, was a guy that didn't eat the foods that we ate. And John the Baptist told Philip, it's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife, Philip. And ever since that day, he told that woman about that, she eyed him. And she got her chance to get even with her, John the Baptist. Can I get a witness? Y'all know the story, don't you? Oh, okay, come on. I know I got some Bible readers in here now. And so now here, on this fourth Sunday, the Bible says, and from this he arose and went into the border of Tyre City. And you know when you get off from work, or wherever you are, you don't want to be bothered sometimes. Huh? Sometimes these old bodies get tired. And look like people, when you find yourself going into your door to open your door, here comes somebody. To throw their problems on you. And you got problems too now. But they throwing their problems, but you can't tell them your problem. You got to sit and listen at their problem. And Jesus was trying to get into this house. He was trying to get there secretly. But you know one thing about a man or a woman of God that's doing the will of God? She is always busy with the Lord's business. She ain't got time for mess. And she ain't got time for all this gossip. But trying to do the Lord's work sometimes, it gets hard. Here, look in this chapter here, the Bible said Jesus had just got to dealing with the disciples with their selfish self. They didn't know what it meant when he talked about that parable, what goes into a man and comes out and all this. He was dealing with that. So now he's trying to go on the coastline of Tyre and sit, a place where the Jews did not have no dealings with. A lot of us ain't got no business in some places we supposed to be going. Can I get a witness? I don't know I'm talking to you. A lot of us ain't got no place where we supposed to be, but we here anyway. But are we there for the right reason now? Let me get that straight. See, Jesus was on the coastline for a good purpose. Don't nothing come before Jesus. Don't you forget now, he's divine and he's in the flesh. We can't walk the water. No kind of way we can walk the water. And Jesus, one thing about Jesus, yeah, he didn't condemn nobody like we do. You hear some people in our families, I'm not going no far, I'm talking about in my family, they be on them drugs. And you hear us saying some things like, oh, it's a shame. You ought to get off that stuff. They need help. Because if they didn't need help, they wouldn't be on it in the first place. We all need help sometime or another. We needed help to be a Christian, didn't we? Or some of us take the word of God for faking. Some of us fake and shake with the Lord. A finality. Some of us fake with the word because the Lord hadn't got hold to your butt. But when the Lord get hold to you, hold on to them nickels and dimes. When you know your neighbor needs. I can't get no amen. I know y'all know I'm telling the truth. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Oh, yeah. Because Jesus said, if you follow me, you will love me. And if you love me, you will love your neighbor. Don't mean you be a fool, no. But you can help your neighbor. And Jesus here, look what happened. It says, for a certain one. And don't say no to anybody, but this certain one. Now, I don't know where the dad is. But a mother's love for a child go beyond the dead. All of us in here got children that's outcast and had one at one suburban time. I got one. Fast. They wear them tight pants. Don't they, y'all? Don't look at me like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. And they cursed you out. You know they will. And if you don't watch it, they get on that stuff, they'll hurt you. That's a demon in the child. And the child needs some help. I don't care how you raise a child. They got to go on their own and live their own life. But if you plant that seed in that child and tell them what thus says the Lord, tell them that Jesus loves you in spite of, they'll never forget that. Because the book says, train up a child. Don't know what the book says. It says, for a certain woman, sunlight, whose young daughter, now this ain't her oldest child. This is her baby. And I know y'all one thing, y'all love y'all babies, don't you? Come on, you women, don't sit there looking at me funny. I know y'all know I've got my mouth. Huh? You do anything in the world on Monday morning for that young baby, if it's in trouble. Or if something, but see, this little child here, she ain't just in trouble. Something spiritually got hold to her. The devil got hold to her black. It's all right if she old Sears and Roebuck, or she in trouble by some money, that's fine. But when the devil got hold, you in trouble. This five-sided Phoenician woman, and you will find this chapter in the Matthew's Gospel 2, also 15:22, it talks about that same situation. And the Bible says in the Gospel of Mark, it says, whose young daughter had what? An unclean spirit. All of us have unclean spirits sometimes.
Yeah.
We'll cuss before the sun go down. We'll say some things he ain't got no business saying. Unclean means from the devil. We talked about the devil in Bible study now. Look what happened. Look what happened. It says, and not only was the devil had them got into her, but the devil, and I could see this child, I'm just paraphrasing, doing things out of the ordinary that she ain't got no business doing. Can you imagine that? You see it every day now. Don't look at me. Come in. You can see it right, some of you can see it right in your home, neighborhood, maybe in your own house. On the computer all day long, running the utilities up, and ain't gonna pay a nickel on a dime. Come on now, using up all the washing power. Soap sky high, they use that up, let it run in the water. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You sit there looking at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, because I'm hitting home. I'm not striking out. No, I don't strike, God don't strike out. He hit, where's that? He hit home. He nowhere in there. God don't miss. Ooh, I miss. But something in me that ain't gonna miss. It's called a spirit. That spirit search deep down. Y'all know I ain't lying. I remember back in the times, we didn't have much, but we had a love for Jesus. And them old folks, they knew how to get on their knees. And they knew how to pray. Y'all know that, remember that deacon down, Deacon Toby, y'all remember that? They know how to pray. And they didn't have much now. They didn't have 60 or 70 boxes of cereal and all kind of beans and rice and all this kind of bacon. They just had one little meal. But they knew how to stretch it to the next day. Can I get a witness up here?
Yeah.
They knew how to stretch it. And here we are not so modernized, we done forgot all about God. Yeah, we forgot that it was the Lord that woke us up this morning. It was the Lord that brought us. It was the Lord while we were down deep in sin, sleeping and didn't know when we were going to wake up. And here we don't even want to come to the house of the Lord. You got to down there buy them $50,000 to get them into the house of the Lord. But when the Lord get hold to your butt, you'll know how to run up in here then. You'll fly up in here. Let something happen. You see what this woman did, didn't you? This woman didn't care who was looking. She didn't care what they say. That's why I said, I ain't studying you. I don't care what you say. I'm going to get my praise on in here. Because I know what he can do. You know what he can do too. But we want to be so naive and act like we ignore the voice of the Lord. But the voice of the Lord will come to you again and again until he gets your attention one way or another. If he have to get you to your chin, he know how to get you. Your attention. We so busy with all this other stuff before us, modernized, wife telling me the other day something about the old phone. I don't even know the name of it. I couldn't tell you the name of it right now if they had a gun to my head. Because I don't know about all those moms. I said, look, I called you yourself. Because I ain't too educated with that stuff. Because see, once we get so educated in the world, we forget about this. Because the devil is slick. He's cutting cut. The Bible says the devil can change himself into an angel of light. Don't you forget that was God's right-hand man now. Don't you forget that. And your right-hand man know all about you. But let me go on to this text. Look what the text say. I ain't got long. How many movies? I got five. Look what the text say. And this woman, it says, 25, I'm still at 25, had an unclean spirit. And poor thing, she couldn't go to know anybody because I could see the neighbors saying, look at that little fast guy. You know that, don't you? Them tight pants on. You know he wearing. That, you know, that way I'm saying, yeah. See all that? I know what I'm talking about. You ain't in your tongue. And I'm on the radio. I want them to hear.
Come on.
Earrings. Some of them got 3-4 earrings in the ear. Tattoos all on them. That ain't up no God. I mean, when we was coming to the girls, better have them long dress on. You couldn't see nothing. You sit over here and And they're going to ask you where you're from, where you've been, where you're going. And every, y'all remember that? Y'all know about that. I'm telling you like it is. See, I'm going to tell you like it is. It don't matter what you say, I ain't studying. But the Bible says the truth, just free to be set free. That's what I'm talking about, the free to be delivered. Too much faith in Satan with the God. We need to be set free. And see, when you're set free, you don't have to look behind your shoulder and say, let me see. You don't have to, you can keep your head. You don't have to worry about nobody coming behind your back door, breaking in and all this foolishness. I've been living in a, ghetto neighborhood for 10 years. And I ain't never had no dough kick in. Because it's the way you treat people. You can't treat drug dealers and stuff any kind of way just because they own drugs. I know what I'm talking about now. Jesus didn't treat this woman like that, didn't he? He didn't treat her like that, and she didn't have no dealings with the Jews. Look what happened. I'm going to show you he didn't treat. Look what happened. Look. Might not finish. I got 3 more minutes, don't I? Okay. Look. What are these guys here? Look. It say, the woman, look, the woman was a Greek. And Jesus was in a strange land. Ain't got no business over there now. You know, whole thing, one of us keep going over to the crack house. The first thing they're gonna say, child, you got a Bible, she's going away from someone else. Don't come out and say nothing. Look at the devil over there. You don't say that? You know we say that. Old corner minded as we are. But she may be going over there to try to save somebody. You can't. They can't just save themselves. So somebody back us to church got to go to them. If we don't go, who gonna go? Who gonna go up and down Pryor Street and say the wages of sin is death and mean it from you? Because one thing about the Lord, when you serve the Lord rightly and when you live it rightly, they're gonna respect you. I know. Been there and done and got a t-shirt. Huh? I go in that courtroom and go on that third floor to write the fast shelf. I get stuff done. You don't have to do no appointment now. Come on here. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Come on in. Sit with me. Because they know that I stand for right. Green, red, black, yellow, it don't make no difference. God don't care who you are. When you serve the Lord, you serve the Lord. That's what I heard. It said, as for me and my house, that's what the book said, don't make a difference. That's what don't make a difference. Me and my house will serve the Lord. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, don't make no difference. I get tired sometimes. Huh? Tell my wife all the time, shoot, it takes something to wear these shoes I got. Shoes you got to be fast, braid up, and everything. Because the devil is trying to hit home. But I know that the Lord say victory is in Christ because he died. You want to get some food? Sure, you better listen to me. Because the devil's going to get over to your brother one day. But you're going to know how to deal with it. So you got to know how to deal with your situations. Some people don't know how to deal with their situation. Some people can't deal with it if they broke. Some people can't deal with facing utility bill, facing house bill. They can't deal with it. Can you deal with it? Ask yourself that. We always talking. But let the shoe get on your foot. It ain't fun when the rabbit got the gun. Know what I'm talking about. Let me go on finish. How many more minutes? I got a minute and a half left, huh? Look what happened? Now look. And she said, I'm talking about, this is what I'm talking about, being set free. That's what I'm talking about today, being set free. And you are only you know. Because we always talking about our enemy this, our enemy that. You is your worst enemy. Because you know when the last time you seen him, you know when the last time you cussed somebody out, you know when the last time you held him. I don't know what nobody else done. I know what I done this morning. I know what kind of thought came through my mind this morning. What about you? Look what happened. Let me go to your clothes. Look what happened. It says, now this Syrophoenician woman didn't care about what happened in the 26th verse of that chapter. But she had to left home But if you go down and read, I'm going to get ahead of myself. She had to leave home now, left the children at home, because her baby daughter is acting strange. Don't you act strange sometimes? We don't have the spirit of the Lord in us always now. We're sensitive because the old man ain't dead. We just crucified him. It don't take much for us to... Now you hold it down now, and I ain't either. But when you crucify this flesh or modify these members or crucify them daily, like Paul said, then we'll be able to handle the affairs of this world. Because everybody, Brother Colvin, but there, ain't gonna come to you and say, "Hi, Deacon, hi, Deacon." Some people gonna come to you saying, "Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo," and you know, you ain't gonna like it. Y'all looking at me funny. Like I don't know what I'm talking about. What I'm trying to say, everybody's not gonna treat you right. Jesus said if they done it unto a green tree, what about a dry? And let's go on finish. He said, I'm talking about set free. This woman wanted her daughter to be set free because the devil then got a hold to her. And she then taught her child the ways that she wanted to grow up to be somebody special. All of us want our children to be somebody special, don't we? And to go off to college and to, if not college, or go on to be somebody successful in life, have a good job. But sometimes the devil gets in your way and deteriorates you and tear you off to exile, don't it? Because all of us got on that road before, ain't it? But by the grace of God, he brought us back. See, it was his grace. Y'all hear me? See, it was grace that woke us up this morning, huh? And mercy the one started us on our way. Because if it had not been for the Lord. But we sit there like we so important. Like we all there. But oh Lord, let that pain get up in that heart. I'm talking about real good pain. Scared you to death one. That good pain, yeah. It'll scare your butt to death, won't it? Huh? Don't look at me funny. Because I know Jesus. And I know that Jesus knows all the trials that's going to come to you. This woman here. And what I want to say about Jesus. He gave her a test. Because he said, let the children be filled first. You see, Jesus didn't want to get trapped in his own. You couldn't trap him anyway. Because he was divine. He was too wise to make a mistake anyway. So he said in the 10th chapter, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So he didn't want to get trapped. Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to tell somebody. See, when the spirit is in me, you can't fool. You might just stand up there and lie and make your own self a fool. But you can't fool something that's from on high anyway. Because it know all about you. Before. I know y'all looking at me. What I'm trying to say, this Jesus, huh? A mighty man. Oh, yeah. And as I look at the scripture, Jesus said, yeah, I know that the dogs can't eat but from their master's table. Yeah. But he was testing her faith. And see, a lot of us say we got faith, but ain't got nothing. Yeah. We ain't got nothing. Because a little wind and a wave, God will allow to come your way. And he's going to test you to see if you is what you say he is anyway. See, we quick to say we this and we that and all this, feel with the spirit. But all you really feel, see, some testing that came along the way. Huh? And so, I got a half a minute now, don't budge here. And so, this Syrophoenician woman, see, when she came back home, Jesus said, thy faith had made thy daughter, go look at your Bible, made thy daughter whole. And so when she came back home, the little girl was sitting up in the bed. Can I get her with you? Now who you know can make peace in your home? Who you know that can bring that lost child or to bring that lost girl out the streets? Because you know they got all kinds of stuff out in the streets now. They got pills, huh? Look, they got that. And they're so easy to get hold to now. That would make your mind go off into some other strange thing. Well, I know I'm hitting home.
that the message preached today bless you and has led you to a deeper walk in the